case number six, 22-799.
Oh, the switch? All right.
Otherwise, you'll throw us off.
All right.
Although we know who's who, because he's wearing a uniform. Can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name?
Marshall Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R, issuing authority for the town of Glastonbury and the police chief.
Thank you, chief. All right, chief, would you like to make an opening statement?
I would. The appellant applied for a permit on February 11th, 2022. I denied the permit on March 7th, 2022, after conducting an investigation into his suitability. My denial was based on several things, including a prior incident involving one of the appellant's firearm, the fact that his prior permit was revoked and still is revoked, and the appellant swore under oath that everything contained within his application was true and correct to the best of his knowledge. But as I'm getting to as we progress, it's not the case.
Thank you, Chief. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yeah, I'd like the board to reconsider my piece of permit. I never did got any letter or revoke or anything going on. I didn't have any letter of that. And I'm not a felon. I don't even have a speeding ticket. Whatever, not even a ticket, my record is clean. So, situation where I lied on the oath about my permit being revoked because I wasn't aware and I didn't receive any letter or my license was being revoked. And the situation that had happened between the situation about the, when I went to court about the firing in the air was a mistake identity. I wasn't convicted for that. Somebody had the wrong witness, and that case was thrown out.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Chief, you may proceed with your case.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Did you have the opportunity to review the documents that I had sent to you in preparation for the
hearing? Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to direct your attention to your pistol permit application form, DPS 799C. Do you have a copy of that with you?
We don't have a copy of that.
Okay. I do have it here if you'd like.
Yeah, we're going to have to take it in as part of the record if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted, this is the application that you submitted. I just want to draw your attention to page 4. Is that your signature right
here? Yeah.
Okay. And did you sign this signature in front of a notary public under oath?
Yeah, I did it in the Chicago Police Department.
Okay. And did you read the declaration when you signed it under oath?
Yeah, but before any of that, I spoke to one of the clerk before I signed anything. The clerk had asked me about the revoked stuff. I said it was expired. I never did receive any letter about any revoke, so therefore I could reapply. So okay. That's why I did that.
Fair enough. So you did read the declaration. And you did understand that anything in here that was false?
Nothing was false.
Okay. And did you also read that any information in the application that was inaccurate
would
constitute grounds for a denial of the permit? Did you read that as well?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, was the answer yes or no?
Yeah.
No? You didn't read that?
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right. Just direct your attention here to page 2, permit or eligibility certificate.
So why I didn't receive that, so I could have gone through it. I can't receive it.
But you did check that off, know that you never had a permit revoked?
I never did have a permit revoked, which I told the board I never had a permit revoked. I never received any letter.
But you did have a permit in the past?
I did have a permit in the past, and it got expired.
It expired.
So my business started growing, so I felt like I mean.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You'll be able to talk. This is his examination.
Yeah, all right.
All right. So you mentioned an incident with your firearm, and that was in East Hartford in 2015?
Yeah.
And was that an incident where your firearm was used in a shooting at an intersection?
It wasn't used.
It wasn't used?
It wasn't used.
Okay. Did the East Hartford Police Department come to your house at one point during the investigation and seize a firearm from you?
Yeah, they didn't seize no firearm. So East Hartford Police came to my house. It was a way about witness at it. Witness, oh, because it happened in front of my house, the house don't sit, whatever case may be. So East Hartford Police came and they spoke to me. They're like, oh, they had a firearm and they got some white trucks and stuff like that. And I'm like, all right, there's 100 white trucks because it's a mechanical with a trucking place. So they're like, well, if it wasn't your gun or whatnot, so can we take it? Can we examine it and stuff like that? I'm like, I got no issue. So I give them a gun, go examine it.
Okay, so they did take a gun from you?
Yeah, I gave it to them.
And it was your gun?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you aware that the state police submitted that weapon to the evidence lab and that it was confirmed as being the gun that was used in the shooting that I mentioned earlier?
It wasn't confirmed. Okay. It wasn't confirmed because that's the reason why they dropped the case, because nothing wasn't matched, nothing, my fingerprints wasn't on anything. So that's why that case never went anywhere.
You're not aware that the crime lab confirmed that the shell casing found at the scene of the shooting?
No.
Okay. I do have a state police firearms unit report indicating that the shell casing found at the scene was consistent with the
Can I interrupt you one second? Sir, what town do you live in?
I live in Glastonbury.
You live in Glastonbury?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Are you aware that the state police sent you a certified letter on November 30th, 2015 to advise you that your firearms permit had been revoked?
No.
Okay. Are you aware that that letter was signed for on January 5th, 2016?
No.
So you didn't sign for that letter?
No, I didn't sign any letter.
Do you know who did sign for that letter?
No. Do you? Let me see the proof of who signed, because I know my signature. I didn't sign for it.
I don't have a copy of the letter.
All right.
Okay. Do you know that your permit is expired, but it's still revoked? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, you said it.
All right, and you did say that you signed this under oath that your permit was never revoked?
My permit was never revoked because I didn't receive any letter. It was revoked. You told me to have a letter said certified was signed by me, which I didn't sign anything. And you said you have it. Okay. You said it was signed. So do you have a copy so I could see the signature? Okay. I don't, because I didn't recall and I never did. So if I did have a letter about my stuff would revoke, so I would have been, maybe I wouldn't be sitting there right now.
Okay.
But not, so I didn't sign anything. My license was expired. So license been expired, so go about living life, living my business, so my business started growing. I started committing properties, I started having bars, restaurants. So I do a lot of cash transactions.
Okay, sir, can you just answer the question?
Oh yeah, sorry. All right, so I didn't sign anything. I wasn't aware of any license revoke, sir.
Okay. You'll get your chance to talk.
Yeah, and I just want to clarify.
Yeah.
So
do you have a copy of that? I will need a copy of that.
Sir, you're not asking questions.
Oh, sorry.
He's asking you questions right now.
Okay.
And I just want to clarify.
All right.
Prior to you signing this, you did say that the clerk questioned you about the revocation status of your
permit.
So you're aware of that before you signed it and then you signed it anyway?
All right. So what was it? I asked the question. She asked if it ever been revoked. I said, no, I never had. It's been expired. So she said, I'm fine. I could go ahead and apply for it because expired and revoked is two different stuff. So that's what I did.
Okay. Did the police ever return your gun to you?
No. They never did return it, and I never did proceed it.
I have no other questions. Thank you.
Okay, does the board have questions at this time of the appellant?
I wanted to ask the issuing authority a question.
Okay.
Sure, it's actually him.
So, in my review of the documents, there was an indication that the charges were nollied in 2018 for mistaken identity.
October 12, 2018, correct. Yes.
Related to this case?
Yes. Related to East Hartford's investigation, yes.
So, doesn't that mitigate Doesn't that confirm what the appellant is trying to communicate?
The appellant's contention is that he was not involved in the shooting. My issue is not that the charges, that he was arrested with the charges of the valley. My issue is that the appellant's gun was used in an illegal shooting. It was seized by the police. It was confirmed as being involved in the shooting. The appellant denied being involved. The appellant denied lending his gun to anybody. So from my end as the issuing authority, it's a suitability issue. If the appellant had a weapon that went missing and was used in a shooting at a public intersection in the city of East Hartford, somehow ended up back at his house when the police seized it, but he had no knowledge of where the gun went or who used it. So for me, it's a suitability issue.
Is it the suitability issue with regard to the Nolly case, or is it the application where he stated that he had never had a revocation?
So, well, that's cause for denial of the permit,
right,
and you know, a question of whether or not it was intentional. But for me, it goes, the fact that gun was used, the appellant claims he knew nothing about it, to me is an issue of suitability as to whether or not somebody should have a pistol permit. It's recklessness and negligence at a minimum.
Chief, do you have, what documentation do you have regarding that art that don't come from police reports that's been erased records? That's our
so
concern.
I have the documents from the Connecticut State Police Firearms Unit that they received from East Hartford Police, and it's information received from my investigators in speaking to Connecticut State Police Firearms Unit personnel.
Just, we haven't been supplied. Has that been supplied to the appellant?
I'd have to double check.
We didn't get the application. We have nothing regarding the case. We don't even have the appellant's application.
Okay.
I mean, just to show that he did check. No, he's never been revoked.
Yeah, that's
all that kind of
stuff. My apologies. Whenever I've done these, I don't know that I've ever sent the application. I just kind of assumed that you would already have the application, so.
Where we get it from.
Yeah. It's a good question.
Yeah, we wouldn't have access to it, yeah. That's all, Chief.
Yeah.
May I see the forensic report, or is that?
The forensic report?
Yeah, I don't have a forensic report, but I do have a report that was sent to us from the Connecticut State Police.
Is that just the printout from the SLFU database? That's where we take notes on everything?
Yes.
Okay. That would not show you the state of Connecticut forensic lab results matching the round found in East Hartford to his Glastonbury gun. That's just somebody making notes for the revocation purposes in the database. That doesn't have
so
any supporting
documentation.
It's not
a report of a firearms examiner.
No, that's not it. It's just note taking. There's no supporting documents in the database.
Okay. So we have no record that it was his firearm.
No, that would be in the now shredded East Hartford
fire
case.
Okay. Are you all set, Attorney Cinetti?
There's nothing to look at.
Yep.
There's nothing
nope.
to look at.
Other, nothing to see here.
Other questions?
Yeah.
Sir, when did you first get your permit?
I think we're on the
he was the witness. So
yeah,
we
no, we were doing him, and then we jumped back to the IA, right?
Yep.
I think he was the witness.
Yeah,
he was the witness. But so was he, so you can ask.
When did you first get your permit?
I can't remember. 100 years ago.
Okay.
How old are you?
It was so long, and...
Well, how old are you?
I'm 40.
All right, so the most it was 21 years?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
19
yeah.
years.
Yeah, well,
all right, that's not 100. So when did you did you get it when you were 21?
I believe 21 or 22. I can't remember, to be honest.
All right, how many times did you renew it?
I renewed it, I think, one time.
No, it would have been more than that.
Yeah.
Maybe. When did this incident happen?
2015. that's what they noted.
2008, 7, 20, 13.
Yeah, I'd be like. All right, my gun wasn't using anything.
No, I'm not. Sorry,
oh,
all
right.
Okay, Matt, I'm going to ask you.
All right, sorry. Yeah, to answer your question, that's 2015.
All right, so it would have been up for renewal. Well, 2015, the incident happened, so you got it sometime before that. Is that correct? You had your permit before 2015.
Yeah, I had my permit before that.
So it would have been up for renewal 2018, maybe. Why did you not renew it?
I mean, like, the situation that happened, and then I was paying attention, to be honest, busy with work and upcoming.
Okay, the situation happened. What does that mean?
All right, the situation happened between that. So after the case dropped, everything was done. I wasn't paying attention, to be honest, as far as going to renew the license.
All right, but you lost your gun in the process, and you never tried to get it back.
I mean, like, I didn't lose the gun. I actually gave them the gun because I knew the gun wasn't using anything.
Well, I know that. You gave them the gun to prove yourself innocent, but then you never asked for it back.
Well,
or you never got it back.
Like, you young, you don't know the law and stuff like that. You're innocent, so he's...
Well,
no.
2015, how old were you in 2015?
2015? I don't know, I can't do the math. 2015, 40. So basically,
31.
I was like, 31.
So you're not young.
Huh?
You're not a kid.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but as far as the board knows, I'm not a criminal.
No, listen, my point is, the issue here is the accuracy of your application.
Mm-hmm.
Your gun was involved in an incident, or not. You say
they
clearly say it was. You gave your gun to the police to examine it.
Mm-hmm.
They examined it. They say, that was the gun used. You never got it back.
Never got it back because they never...
And you never pursued it. And my thought on that is because you knew it was clearly revoked at that point. You weren't going to get it, and you weren't going to get your permit.
No, because you saw police when they take the gun, when they said they will give you a call, they will return your call.
Yeah.
They will give you a call. I never did get any call. I didn't even receive any letter myself or revoked. If I knew, if I have any letter, anything, my gun was revoked, then I wouldn't be here right now.
Right, but don't you think that's a problem too?
No,
that you just let it go?
It's not a problem.
They said they were going to call. You claim they didn't call.
Yeah.
And then you just let it go.
But listen, same way your driver's license expires, sometimes you don't pay attention. Same way a lot of things expire, you don't pay attention.
Your permit just didn't expire with time. It expired because your gun was used in a crime.
It wasn't
and then you didn't have your gun anymore, and then sometime it expired.
If the gun was used in a crime, I wouldn't be seeing it, right? I wouldn't be seeing it.
No, that's not true. That's not
accurate. But I understand what you're trying to say, but...
No, I'm trying to get you to say it. I'm not trying to say anything.
What you're saying
doesn't make sense.
What doesn't make sense?
That you didn't know it was revoked.
I didn't know. I didn't receive any letter. He said I signed the letter. I didn't sign it.
No, he didn't say that. He said the letter was signed for, and he asked you if you signed it. When you get a certified letter, it doesn't have to be to the person it was addressed to. It could be by a resident.
I didn't get no letter. I didn't sign for any letter. I didn't know my stuff was revoked.
Was Glastonbury your original town of application? When you first got your permit, what town did you live in?
East Hartford.
And when did you move to Glastonbury?
I moved to Glastonbury about 3-4 years now. 4 years now.
Okay. When in 2015, did your permit have an East Hartford address on it?
Yeah.
Were you living in Glastonbury at that time?
Yeah.
How many days do you have? And how many days do you have to report to the state that you moved?
To be honest, I remember, but
two days,
I didn't pay attention.
Okay, so that's probably why you may not have received your letter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have moved again from what I see from your application, right? Your appellant questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the second time you moved inside of Glastonbury?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the street that starts with an N,
yeah,
you lived there at the time of the 2015 incident?
No. I was living in East Hartford.
You live in East Hartford? Okay. When did, because it says on this application for the your appellant, which was signed in 2022, that you've only been living at the street that starts with an N for 2 years, which means 2020. So where did you live between 2015 and 2020?
I was living in East Hartford, 20 Clark Street. Then from 20 Clark Street, I moved to Glastonbury.
To the address you're living in currently?
Mm-hmm.
And you moved in? I'm totally confused. Okay, and so you the permit you had in 2015 was your first permit, your first five-year permit?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you remember what year you applied for it in East Hartford?
I don't remember.
You know, so you had it in 2015, so did you get it in, let's see, a year or two before that, maybe?
Yeah, about that. I don't know. I can't remember. It's been a long time, but
okay.
It was active.
What year were you naturalized?
Naturalized, what do you mean?
You were a naturalized United States citizen. What year were you naturalized?
That wasn't naturalized.
You're not from St. Lucia?
Yeah, I'm from St. Lucia, but I got a green card. I'm not.
Okay. It says, okay. Well, okay. When did you come here from St. Lucia?
2003, 2002.
Okay, so you do remember some dates. Just checking.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm at an impasse.
Yeah, and I just guess the point was you moved from East Hartford. You have 2 days to change your address in the record so that letters get to you, and you didn't do that. Is that that's, I think, the gist of what she was asking about. Is that true? You did not report your change of address?
No.
Why not?
Definitely.
Right, but so when you say you didn't get a letter, your implication is you're blaming somebody for not sending it, but it's very likely you didn't get it. If you didn't get it, it's because you didn't do what you were supposed to do and change your address with the state. Is that possible?
No, I wouldn't say that, because if I changed my address, on my letter in mailbox, so.
Now, you have to change it with the pistol permit people.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Right. That's the law. So that would explain, maybe, why you wouldn't get a letter.
No, but this would have all happened when he's in East Hartford. This
yeah.
is all 15
years.
Yeah, because between the time I was living in East Hartford that time, I would have been getting the letter.
He wouldn't change the address for another 5 more years.
He's answering yes to all these questions, so
I'm think trying to understand
it's,
what
it's
you're saying.
Somewhere in that 5-year window, he moved from East Hartford to Glastonbury.
Yeah, I think
and didn't tell, and
he
didn't,
said 4 years ago.
Where am I? 2024.
Between 2024.
That'd be 2020.
Yeah. So between 15
between
and 2020.
Between 2024, I still live at the same address.
Yeah, he didn't move.
Okay.
Actually, it's a bit different person. I'm a little confused, but yeah.
I'm confusing myself.
You
I get
definitely
it.
Confused me, that's for sure.
All right.
My question is, so this incident with the gun that was fired, whether you were involved or not, was 2015?
Yeah.
Is that around the time the police came to your house?
Yeah.
Okay. And they arrested you by warrant. When did they arrest you?
Later on.
Do you know when?
Maybe like a week later.
A week?
A week or two
okay.
weeks later.
So it was in court from December 2015 till October 2018?
Yeah, I guess.
So you were in court a lot.
Yeah, because they was trying to put something on me I didn't do.
Okay.
I wasn't in trouble.
Did you use any programs like accelerated rehabilitation?
No, they just dropped the case. Is it like?
Well, they dropped.
They
the say
they had a witness, and then
okay.
Then they gave the witness my photo to take a look at, and they totally choose somebody else. They're like, and they.
So you were clear. You were out on bond for a couple years.
And there was no bond.
There was no bond. There was zero bond. Were there conditions of your release?
No condition.
The judge didn't say you can't possess firearms?
No, there's no condition, no nothing. Because it was like, all right, you totally had this person mistaken and stuff like that.
Other questions? Any other witnesses, Chief?
I have no other
questions. Okay, sir, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
All right. I'm like, well, everything was right there was falsely accused, right? I'm not a criminal. I don't even have speeding tickets, not even parking tickets and stuff like that. And then it's like I'm growing as a businessman in real estate, construction, and sometimes I go to my bar, I pick up a lot of cash, I'd be having a lot of cash and stuff like that. So that's something I feel like need a firearm in the way the days and times is right now. So just need something to protect my interests and my money and my family. So definitely need that in the home. And definitely need that when I'm leaving, closing the bar tonight. So I mean, I don't know why the board should deny me because I don't have no prizes, not even a motor vehicle incident. So it's not like I'm danger to society or anything. I'm 40 years old, you know. And the older I get, the wiser you get. The older I get, the more business. And I don't know why the board should deny me, but no, I'm not a bad person. And you could check records, check my records, learn the records, no felony records, no speeding ticket, not a parking ticket.
This is not about anything else other than really the application was incorrect.
All right, yeah.
Well, the chief did say that he considered the appellant reckless,
right.
So I can appreciate what the appellant is saying. He's concerned about his reputation.
Questions by anybody, including the chief? No questions? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Okay, would you like to make a closing statement?
Like to thank the board for the time and to take the time to look at review my case and know, look at me, I'm not a bad person. You know, like to look at from time that situation happened until now, no issue with me. I don't have any issue with anything. I'm just a hardworking man, you know, paying my taxes and employing people, you know, taking care of my family. That's all I did.
Thank you, sir. Chief, closing?
Yes, thank you. Just would like to close by saying again that my reason for denying the permit was the inaccurate application that was sworn to under oath, state police records indicating that the appellant's firearm was used in a crime in East Hartford. The firearm was seized. It's apparently is still in police custody. It was recovered from the appellant, tested, and confirmed as being involved in the shooting. So my concern, obviously, is with a firearm that goes missing and is stored improperly, not reported stolen, and used in a crime. So I have serious concerns over the applicant's suitability in that regard. And the status of his prior permit is still revoked, so I think that precludes would preclude me from issuing that letter anyway.
Okay, brief factual.
This is a denial by the Glastonbury Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of denial is the appellant's failure to disclose in his application that his previous permit was revoked. The Glastonbury Police Department also alleges that the appellant's had an incident in 2015 in which his firearm was allegedly used in a shooting incident in East Hartford. The appellant voluntarily surrendered his firearm to East Hartford for testing. The chief testified that he has notes from Connecticut State Police that the firearm was confirmed to be used. This firearm was the firearm that was used in that case, but there is no records to confirm that testing. The appellant testified that he was arrested regarding this incident, but his case was nulled in 2018. The accused has no criminal record. He states he never received a revocation letter from the state police. He has no arrests, no tickets, and is a businessman.
Comments by the board? vicinity.
Regarding the false statement on the form, this may be one of those cases where the information is false, but it's not a lie, because I don't think he meant to deceive. I think it sounds like he genuinely believed his permit wasn't revoked because he never got a notice of revocation. Now, why he didn't get a notice because of all the moves is another issue, but if you take him at face value, I guess that's what he has said. I really wish I could have seen some substantiation to the matching of the case to his gun, because for over 30 years I was a technical advisor to the Association of Firearms and Toolmark Examiners, and that's a pretty exact science. So if a ballistics expert looked at the striations on the fired cartridge case, compared it to the breech face markings on his pistol, and said same gun, I'd believe it. We don't have that here, but there is a statement to the effect that it's there, and that troubles me.
I think that statement is hearsay too.
Yeah.
So that's a problem for me. Other comments?
For me, we have seen on the board cases where revocation and expiration argument has been made, and we've kind of had a standard in my short time of how that's dealt with, and also through the criminal charges. There is no conviction over a course of 3 years. The case was nullified on this record and is now erased in the town of East Hartford. So I understand where the chief is coming from. Without it being substantiated, we don't have much to go on in terms of evidence besides how old he was when he got a pistol permit.
Yeah. Other comments?
Well, he said he was living in East Hartford at the time, which is the original address that he applied with. So according to the SLFU database, the certified letter was signed for in January of 2016. Whether he got it or remembered it is still to be determined.
What was that? The SL?
The Special Licensing Firearms Unit.
Yep.
In the database.
Yep.
Their notes.
Yep.
He's saying that the certified letter was signed for on January 5th, 2016.
The notice of revocation?
Correct.
But we don't know who signed for it.
No, that they have that in their files. So I'll just leave that there.
And the troubling part for me is the gun was taken to be examined. It was examined. Testimony is that it matched. And the appellant made no effort to get the gun back or renew his permit or do anything, which tends to make me think he did know that it was revoked, or at least figured he wouldn't be able to get another one, get another permit. I wish he could have explained that better.
If this case went on for 3 years, 2015 through 2018, that's 3 years. His permit may have expired during that three-year period.
Yeah,
also.
Absolutely.
So
you would also think sometime during that case, with court hearings, talking to lawyers, talking to prosecutors, the revocation would be brought up there too, in addition to the letter.
And with the NOLI, the SLFU wouldn't even entertain reinstating it until
what, was
November 2019.
Other comments? Okay, seeing none, Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Overture.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Ms. Johnson.
Issuing authority at this time.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
My vote does not matter. This was a tough one. I think the issuing authority is entitled to an accurate application, and I think individuals, especially individuals who own pistol permits, should really know what their records are. So the vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in favor of appellant, 3 issuing authority. Appellant wins the case. Thank you both.
Thank you.